In our next conversation, having heard what we did hear from Thembile Sqholane of Daily Maverick and some of the suggestions as to what might have occurred at that tavern, we thought it was a wise idea for us to actually just remind us all about how we manage our internal heating systems. Now, electricity is extraordinarily expensive and unstable, and so it is likely that many of us are going to rely on gas heaters, paraffin heaters and the like, and that can present a number of dangers in itself. So Dr. Cindy Stephen, who's the director of the Poisons Information Center at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, is with us today to help us understand what we should try to avoid. Dr. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Rafila. I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Excellent, thanks. So, quite apart from the weather report that I just read out, which is giving us 27 degrees Celsius, normally around this time of year, it's quite chilly. And we try to weather the storm, so to speak, using whatever means we have. What often happens in informal settlements and sometimes in brick-and-mortar houses is that we rely on gaseous heating solutions. What should we be aware of as we head into the season?
Yeah, thanks, Rafael. It's a really important thing to discuss, so I'm so glad you've emphasized it today. So LT gas itself, when it leaks, can cause harm and illness and even death. But more important, because LT gas has that odorant added to it, so one's often aware if it's leaking, more important is the fact that when it burns, or in fact any fuel, be it wood, coal, paraffin, diesel, all of these produce carbon monoxide. And if we are in a room that is enclosed or closed, the levels of carbon monoxide can build up quickly. And that is why we call it the silent killer. It is, as I say, it's odorless.
Indeed.
We can't see it. And one is unaware.
And the quickest way, I suppose, that one can pick it up is that you're likely just starting to feel drowsy, yes?
Yeah, the first symptom actually often is headache. And then with headache and that kind of thick head, and then you start to feel a bit drowsy, one might feel a bit nauseous. So it can even cause vomiting.
Yeah.
So there are a whole range of symptoms that can develop, but drowsiness is certainly an important one.
Dr. Stephen, I hate to sound ignorant. Out of interest, like, you know, what are the items that might release carbon dioxide that I might not be monoxide that I might not be aware of? So I already know my exhaust pipe, right, in my car.
Yes.
But I'm wondering, you know, are there any gases or heaters that I am unaware actually release carbon monoxide?
Potentially. So obviously the actual gas heaters that we talk about, gas cookers, gas water boilers. So all of those items use LP gas. And if one's appliance is not well serviced, if you light it and the flame flickers or splutters or burns yellow as opposed to blue, those indicate that there might be leaks or that the carbon monoxide is not going to be fully combusted. Not the carbon monoxide. The LP gas is not going to be fully combusted and more carbon monoxide is produced. But even more important are things like coal braziers. It's very cold. It's not here, but particularly up north, it's very cold.
Yeah.
And people will, particularly in informal settlements, might have a fire, bring in some burning coal or a burning log and close everything up.
Yes.
And those fuels and paraffin produce a lot of carbon monoxide and are particularly dangerous when brought inside.
What is the ideal? I mean, because we're being hit from all sides. Cost, you know, danger. What's the ideal way to heat? I mean, and don't say blankets or another human.
but this is not my medical answer. This is my personal answer.
Yes.
I often think a hot water bottle. I mean, at least if you
Fair
put
enough.
Boiling water into a container. I mean, obviously, boiling water has its own risks, but you're certainly not going to die from any gas inhalation, and it can keep you quite warm if you use your fire outside or your heating source somewhere else to boil water to make something hot that you can keep with you to keep you warm during the night. Because one of the key safety preventive advice is to keep a door open a little bit, or keep a window at least a bit open so there's ventilation, and obviously that cools the area down so one doesn't want to do that. But it's really critical. And the other thing is to never go to sleep with one of your appliances on,
yes,
or that fire on. But if you've bought in a brazier, one's likely to go to sleep. So that's a particular piece of advice, is just not to bring those burning systems inside.
I have a personal question, Dr. Stephen, do you mind?
No, not at all.
I've always wondered, if I fall asleep with the electric blanket on, am I cooking my organs?
Well, it depends on the temperature of your electric blanket. Not really, but obviously one does have to be aware of overheating. But an electric blanket, if you have that,
should be turned off.
It should ideally be turned off, but it's certainly not going to cause a gas inhalation.
For sure. Sorry, I went left. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Dr. Cindy Stephen is director and medical professional at the Poisons Information Center at Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital.